SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is threatening more tariffs on China as global markets plummet. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In response to the president's tariffs announcement, China retaliated by increasing taxes on American goods by 34%. And now Donald Trump is demanding that Beijing withdraw its tariff increase. He's giving China until Tuesday to reverse course, or else the U.S. will impose additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports effective Wednesday. Meanwhile, the president says trade negotiations will begin immediately with nations that have requested talks with the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States has blocked imports of sea salt products from a major South Korean salt farm, accused of using slave labor, becoming the first trade partner to take punitive action against a decades-long problem on salt farms in remote islands off South Korea's southwest coast. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. South and Midwest have taken the brunt of a brutal spring weather event. At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
What we have seen is rescue after rescue after rescue that have turned what could be a very deadly event into one where, sadly, we've lost two individuals. But again, it could have been so much worse.
The deadly spring storms have killed at least 20 people. As of Sunday, at least 18 river gauges were in major flooding stage from Arkansas to Indiana. Up to 50 river gauges expected to reach major flood stage in the Mid-South and Midwest this week. A third unvaccinated person has died from measles-related causes. The child was school-aged and lived in West Texas, which has nearly 500 cases. The U.S. has more than doubled the total number of measles cases in 2024. This is SRN News. Kentucky taxpayers no longer paying for sex change operations.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A White House official says the Trump administration is planning to halt more than $500 million in contracts and grants awarded to Brown University over anti-Semitic protests there last year. The action will add to a list of Ivy League colleges that are having their federal money threatened as a result of their responses to anti-Semitism. Dozens of universities are facing federal investigations following a wave of pro-Palestinian protests. This is SRN News. Republicans may steal Democrats' thunder on one of their favorite issues, the child tax credit.
Lawmakers are eyeing an increase in the hugely popular $2,000 per child credit as part of the GOP's sweeping tax legislation, with some also pushing for a big hike in a related break dubbed the babysitter credit. Picking up the issue now would help Republicans appeal to working-class voters who power their electoral sweep in November. At the same time, it would help rebut complaints from Democrats that the broader tax plan that they're assembling caters too much to the wealthy. The push appears to be getting some traction, with the Senate's top tax writer saying an agreement on the broader GOP plan is likely to include some kind of expansion. House Republicans, who have been mum on their plans, are also in favor of expanding the break. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The spring home buying season shaping up to be more favorable for home shoppers as long as they can afford to buy. The inventory remains low, but has risen sharply compared to this time last year. More details at SRNNews.com.